Golden State Warriors. Welcome to another episode of the Brett Frost Podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. I'm with my boy Brandon J. Stovall. Dubs annihilated last night, 123-101. It was a straight party at the Oracle last night. They killed him. Klay Thompson, 27 points. Draymond Green with another triple dub. With Dubs had a 41-21 second quarter snowball to blow the game open. The game was over at halftime. Man, they hold AD to his lowest scoring playoff game of his career, 21 points. What did you see in game one, Stove?
They came out blazing. We haven't seen a first quarter like that in a long time from the Warriors. They really wanted to get the energy high, run it to them in the first quarter, stuck it to them in the second, and just continued through the rest of the game.
I loved how the defense picked up. You know, the Pelicans were getting some easy buckets in the first quarter, a lot of buckets in the paint, easy layups. Second quarter, man, we locked them down. And as you could even notice with this series already, even just with game one, much more up-tempo, much more faster paced compared to that Spurs series.
Yeah.
What did you see from the Pelicans in game one, Stove?
I saw a little bit of confusion coming out from them. I don't think they're used to playing a team like the Warriors that can compete with them at a high-level pace. I mean, Klay, after the game, he's saying he got tired because they were running so fast. But I just think the Pelicans, they weren't prepared for that kind of pace for themselves.
And I think, I mean, if you're going to play that pace, that favors the Warriors. Exactly. I don't know why teams try to run us out of the gym. I mean, you'd be better off slowing it down so we can't get those in transition threes.
Exactly. I know. And I think a lot goes out to the coaching staff too. Whether or not that – Swaggy P, Nick Young.
Swaggy P with the start last night. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't think it made much of a difference in the game, but it just shows you what Steve Kerr is willing to do to see if we can get a W early in the game, which, you know, I guess it, you know,
like
I guess it worked.
He figured, all right, you know, Swaggy P, he has defensive breakdowns, right? Defensive meltdowns, but if he hits a couple threes, get the momentum going at home. That's what he was looking to do, and he kind of knew it was going to be more fast-paced.
I mean, Steve Kerr, obviously, he's got options. He's got options to play around with. If that means starting Swaggy P, he's more worried about what outfit he's wearing than where the defender is at some time.
I just think going small, right? He goes small right off the bat, putting Swaggy P in. Durant has to do the jump ball.
Yep.
Going small right off the bat, it takes AD out of the paint, right? It takes AD out of the paint. We spread you out. I mean, dude, obviously.
Stretch the floor.
Stretch the floor. I mean, obviously it worked.
I know. And that leads you to kind of your highlight of last night's game.
Yeah, man. Play of the game for me last night. Rajon Rondo drives left. Kevon Looney helps over, swats it off the backboard. Draymond rebounds it. One dribble outlet pass to Quinn Cook for a wide open breakaway layup that got us going in the second quarter, that jump started us up to that 41-21 second quarter.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that one, Stove?
I mean, that's just the kind of pace that we're usually used to playing with Steph in the game.
Yes.
And if you're going to try, like we were saying earlier, if you're going to try and compete with us at a high pace, this is what we're going to do to you.
Man, and it was just, it's just crazy too. I mean, how much more fun was last night's game compared to those Spurs? Slow it down.
Oh man.
Go to Aldridge in the paint, take a couple dribbles, kick it out, go back to Aldridge, couple dribbles. Last night's game was a lot more fun. I mean, what do you see in game two? So also more of the same?
More of the same, man. More of the same. I expect really no difference. Alvin Gentry, he's going to make his adjustments. You know, he came from a good background. He knows our offense. He knows our team. But, you know, I expect the Warriors to just play him out.
We're expecting another big win. We'll get to predictions in a little bit, Stovall. Let me ask you about this. Draymond Green, another triple-double.
He was the player of the game last night.
Player of the game last night, filling up the stat sheet. I mean, that dude has been an animal postseason.
He had a triple-double halfway through the third quarter. A triple-double. He's been on the glass. He's been pretty much the facilitator of the offense.
Yep.
in the absence of Steph. And he's really been showing his energy out there on the court and just giving life, you know?
What do you think about his defense, too, on the other end? He even knocked that ball away from Anthony Davis. Tried to rip through about 10 feet. Draymond knocked it away. Just bringing the energy.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love it. That's what we were saying. I mean, you could throw Draymond on AD. You could then throw Durant on AD. You could mix it up. Throw a big, you know, like Looney. Looney was on AD. He did a great job.
Outstanding on him.
I mean, we're long. We're quick. I mean, we match up well with the Pelicans. I don't think they match up.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Anthony Davis was getting frustrated.
Really frustrated last night.
And I mean, we held him under 30.
Yeah.
Kerr was talking about he's going to get his 30. It's just how can we limit this for other players? Mm-hmm. And pretty much, you know, he was a no factor in the game.
Drew Holiday last night was kind of a no factor too.
Was he out there playing? I didn't even know.
Yeah, man, he goes from 41 and then we put Clay on him and Clay locked him up.
Most underrated defender out there, Clay Thompson.
Clay Thompson, man. Oh, man. Well, we'll go ahead and look ahead to game two. First of all, does Steph come back and play game two? Do you rest Steph more to get his conditioning up, make sure that knee's right? What do you do with Steph, Stovall?
If I was Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, I would be having Steph suited. I would have him on the bench. I would have him playing maybe a couple of minutes here and there, seeing what, you know, what he can do physically out there in a competitive atmosphere. Play him limited minutes, just making sure that he's game ready for possibly a game 3, 4, 5, if it goes 5, that is.
I like what that. I think you go ahead and start him just to keep the Pelicans off balance, let him play most of the first quarter, then sit him out and have him rest for a while and bring him back in. And just
if it gets close.
Yeah. Just play it by ear kind of thing. Play it by what you see. I mean, you're not gonna have Steph come off the bench. You know what I mean? I think you go ahead and start him, see what he has, see where his conditioning level's at. I mean, because there's no – you can practice 5-on-5. You can do this. You can do that. There's nothing like game speed, and there's nothing like playoff intensity.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially with a guy like Rondo guarding you, we got to make sure your legs are good. You know what I mean? But again, dude, I was kind of a little nervous going into this series, but after last night, I'm feeling confident. I know it's just one game, but the pace of play is why I feel confident. Right. If you're going to keep trying to run on us, you're playing right into our hands, and, you know, we're capable of just exploding, man. 41 points in the second quarter.
Nuts. What? So if Steph doesn't play, what is your prediction?
If Steph doesn't play, I mean,
score predictions.
We're going right into predictions? All right.
Right into it.
Let's go 118, 108 Dubs.
118 to 108. So you're thinking a 10-point
10-point win at home again. That 10-point win. We'll go up 2-0. What do you think?
I think a 121 to 107.
Ooh.
I still think we're gonna win
pretty handedly then.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we can I know that the magic number for the Pelicans is 120, I believe. If they score 120, they're winning. That's what the statistics been throughout. So if we can hold them under 110, I'll feel pretty comfortable with that.
For sure. And then does Anthony Davis have a bounce back game after 21 points? Like I said, his lowest scoring playoff game in his career. Does he bounce back? Do we lock him up again? What do you think?
I think we just shut him down again.
Shut him down?
Yeah.
So you think let's go over under 25?
I say over. I think he'll get maybe 28 or 29.
That's not really shutting him down then, but it's still not 30 though.
It's not 30. Yeah, it's not 30. He's going to get his, you know, when you're an all-star, you're the number one player on your team. You're still going to get yours, but I still think maybe we can hold him to a 28 point game. He's going to get his rebounds.
Yeah, we got to try to keep him out of the paint. Like I said, the first quarter, they were getting some easy looks. We were still up one after the first quarter.
Yeah.
And the second quarter was when we exploded. This series is going to be fun, man. Yeah. It'll be fun. I mean, whether it goes 5, whether it goes 6, whether we sweep, I think every game is going to be entertaining. It's going to be up-tempo. That does it. That does it. So, Vol, anything else you want to add?
I think we just got to get ready for Tuesday.
Get ready for Tuesday. Come on, Dubs. 11 more wins till repeat. 11 more wins till dynasty. This is the Brett Frost Podcast. This is